Will everyone in the surrounding cubicles please shut up? It's the Christian Grantham Show.
Maybe you're killing me.
Marty in the chat room was saying, I guess we were discussing makeup and stuff. She had called in about the MAC cosmetic counter.
Uh-huh.
Said that Maybelline is the Hyundai of makeup.
Ugh.
And that there is a difference.
They don't have a warranty. You can only get so many miles off that stuff.
I kind of wish I hadn't given away, you know, some of the MAC cosmetics that I had. And the Truco lipstick.
I have three tubes of the lipsticks left. I was
going
to give them to Miriam, though.
Oh, that's fine.
Good.
She needs it.
Baby.
What?
MTV's laying people off.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Money. They're a massive restructuring.
Money, 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 money.
MTV Network's chairman Tom Freston said yesterday in a memo that this is the first time in 12 years that the company has had to undergo such a restructuring.
Oh, so like how many people are they
450,
laying off?
Which
holy
is
shit.
Between 8% and 9% of their staff. And this includes like all the MTV, VH1, probably MTV2, TV Land, TNN.
Ugh, that's really bad.
Oh, yeah. And also MTVI, which is the Music Network's online division.
Their interactive stuff, yeah.
They're going to be folded into MTV Networks.
Well, that's where it should have been anyway. It should have been on MTV.com, for God's sake. Can't people get anything right?
They're going to move their offices to the offices in New York. You know, to the regular MTV offices.
Where they should have been in the first place.
Yeah, they really should.
God damn, people
Viacom
are so
shares
stupid.
Fell $1.48 to $35.40. And it's fallen 36% in the last year.
Mm.
Which MTV is under the Viacom umbrella.
Yes, they are. Well, that's really sad news. You know, just recently I was kind of watching and noticing they've been replaying a lot of stuff from like a long... It's almost like they're just going through this recycle bin for the past week on a lot of stuff.
You think they've cut their production stuff all down?
I think they've probably been holding a lot of meetings.
They just spent a huge amount of money rebuilding the TRL studios and all. That's been a big deal. The new TRL studios.
Really?
Coming soon.
Where are they?
Well, it's in the same place. It's just a new big studio for more audience and all that.
Okay.
TRL's been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, with what's the guy's name? Carson Daly from you know what? It's been maybe 4 or 5 years, actually.
I only learned of it like a couple years ago, maybe.
Well, it's been going on for some time.
I didn't know.
But even before that, they had 1-800-DOLL-MTV, and they had the top... I don't know what they called it then, though.
Yeah, it was 1-800-DOLL-MTV for the, you know, like the top 10 and called them.
And every day they went through, you know, what the top top calls were.
Yep.
God, I remember the one that kept making it over and over and over.
Video Killed the Radio Star?
No.
Oh.
It was a song by...
Me So Horny.
God damn it, I forgot the name of the band. You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold.
I'm on a runaway high. So I wouldn't come home low.
That song. They made it to the top every damn week. And it was the first time that they... it's the first time that they had to say, okay, that's enough.
Home. That's a good song.
That's Home Sweet Home by Poison? I don't want to say Poison.
Oh, Becky. Becky says, hopefully they'll die and be replaced. And let me read
by
it like
real
she wrote
music.
It. No. Hopefully they'll die... Dead. Would you mind? Hopefully they'll die and be replaces by a real music channel. One that doesn't promote homophobic bigots like Eminem.
Oh, Eminem is
now,
cute.
He's cute. Now, without homophobic...
Some of his music is cool.
...bigots, they wouldn't have the as much drama, and drama is great. And drama is what trainees are all about, so, you know, there's plenty of room for all of us in the drama world.
Well, you know, and to MTV's credit, if they hadn't played any of the MTV, I wouldn't have seen GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation's Romaine Patterson on MTV as much as she was. I probably wouldn't have seen them do a whole special on Matthew Shepard. I mean, you know, there's two sides of the coin. Play an MTV and then having to get an earful from the rest of us to say, okay, now how about a little bit of us? Then we launch right into the mainstream. And there's a choice that people can make. One, of course, being promoted heavily by the executives is obviously the good side of it. Sure, they play the bad, but there's no kind of like, you know, support structure around it. There's no like, hey, check out the new M&M. You got to go out and buy it, blah, blah, blah. There's more kind of push behind the good part because they realize when we raise hell and stink in this wonderful free society of ours with freedom of speech, that they are obligated to kind of address the issue.
Hey, Becky, if you want to go to a place where you don't have to listen to things like Eminem, you know, horrible negative music like that, I got an idea. Try Afghanistan. I hear it's da bomb this time of year.
Oh, Vince.
Well, you want, you know, it now, comes with the territory.
Yeah, there's a place that doesn't play Eminem.
No, they don't play Eminem. They don't even eat M&Ms.
But they don't even have a Glad either.
They don't have a nothing. They don't have TV. They don't have radio. They don't have music.
If what gives us organizations like the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation and, you know, and all those organizations that get a message out in mainstream media here, if what makes all that happen is an occasional M&M or two, fine, so be it.
Hell, more than an occasional
Bring
M&M.
On the white, nasty scapegoats.
Yay, I'm down with that.
March them in a line, one at a time.
Especially
and
if
let's clap
cute.
And applaud when they get to the end of the walkway, and then push them right off the edge.
Hey!
That's what we did to M&M, right?
No.
It is what we did.
What?
Becky says, fuck you, Vince. It's because of people like you that MTV can get away with that kind of shit. Snap.
I think Becky's going to call in. She left the chat room.
Well.
It doesn't, you know, whatever. You know, you can't have, what does she want? A sanitized television station? One that never has anything negative about anybody? Everything's always positive and fucking
cheery?
Well,
that would be nice.
Would it be? Would it really?
Vince, why are you arguing? This is so funny because you argue for an M&M, but you and
I'm saying there's room for everybody.
There's and room you for argue everybody. For a vaccine for flu. You want to take your flu vaccine, but you're willing to have M&M on the why? I just
the hell.
It's kind
show
of
show me how you're grouping the two together.
All right, it's here's the deal. I think that you should have the flu because it makes you healthy. You're saying we don't need
sick,
to have.
Actually.
We don't need to have the flu. We need the vaccine to protect ourselves.
But
you don't apply that in a general way to other things like speech and things like that. You think
that's
that
totally
we need
different.
We need the M&M, quote unquote, the flu, so that we can have the other good stuff, which is what I agree with. But my philosophy goes all the way down to even the flu.
You're crazy.
That is,
it's
a leap.
They're totally different. Yeah, it's a leap.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a leap like I haven't even seen on The Matrix.
Mike in Los Angeles says, Christian, the immune system doesn't work that way.
Now, listen,
it doesn't work like MTV.
Miss Margot Davis says, I'm sorry, but I think Becky always has a negative remark about something that an overall opinion stands.
Whatever. She has an opinion, and that's a good thing.
And so did I. And if anybody doesn't like it, I don't care. It's my opinion. I'm going to have it.
This isn't an opinion-free zone. And we don't have
Rob.
We don't have kings of opinions here on this network.
Rob says Vince's immune system has been replaced by his inane system. You know what? You're right. We're not the kings of opinion. And if Becky...
Well, go ahead and defend yourself there, asshole.
If Becky wants to call in and discuss it, that's fine. If she just wants to say something and duck and run, that's fine, too. Because she's
well, good. I'm glad
that
to
makes,
hear that. Then.
That makes
don't,
her
don't get your panties in a wad.
That, I'm
over
not.
It.
I'm that, but that makes her no better than the guy that we called that hung up on us that didn't want to talk about his remarks.
Oh, that's
she made
that's,
her remark and
oh,
ran.
Come on, that's stretching.
Don't make
it.
A remark, get pissed off at me, and run, and then not talk about it. Give me a call, even if you prove me wrong. At least you did. At least you, you know. Of course, I won't admit it, but go ahead.
What a stretch.
What?
An effing stretch.
She
Vince.
Did the exact same thing. The guy, obviously, don't need to talk about this. Click.
Well, so what? She
You're
can do that.
And that's the
she
wrong
can do that
thing
just
to
like
say.
You.
Goodbye.
She could do that just like you can say the things that you said.
Whatever.
So there. Let me be the ombudsman here. I mean, the ombudsman. What a weird word.
I'll pull up my dictionary.com during the break.
Good luck trying to spell it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's awful.
Hey.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that about MTV. Really am.
Christian Grantham Show.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Thank God, Becky. Hello.
That's great.
Well, you know,
I'm glad you called.
Can you please set the record straight,
well,
so to speak?
Listen to what I'm saying here. Okay, I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay, saying, well, okay, they ran a movie, they ran some names across the screen for a few hours. Oh, well, that makes it okay to promote homophobia now. You know, it's like, no, I'm sorry, I don't buy it.
I don't think that they just promoted homophobia. I think that they that they talked about it. I think that MTV didn't MTV talk well, about the fact just, that they didn't.
You know, MTV is in the business of providing a forum or a distribution for artists. Eminem is an artist. Yeah, he has a tacky message, but so does Snoop Dogg and a lot of other groups. And it was, you know, it rightfully GLAAD and the rest of us, thank God we have big mouths, jumped on him and said, "This is trashy. This is terrible. Look what you're doing." And exactly. MTV said, "Okay, okay. Now here's your time."
Right. And they said, "Oh, here, let's make a movie," which, let's be honest, was a crappy movie.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of was. You're right.
It really was a crappy movie.
I don't even think that...
I don't even know what movie it is.
And they ran some names across the screen for a few hours. I'm sorry, but that doesn't counter... It doesn't balance things out. And then when you turn around and you go right back to promoting somebody like Eminem, would they put any of these Nazi punk bands on MTV? No, they
Well, they have.
No, they
In the past.
Name one.
Well, they put, like, punk bands, I guess.
No, they wouldn't. But it's okay to promote Eminem. Why? Because he sells much, much, much more in terms of money, advertising.
Where
That's
is he going?
Have they played any of his homophobia-type songs in regular, rotation?
And all that other crap?
What's that?
You know, I mean, let's put it this way. I generally avoid MTV these days. Mm-hmm. VH1 is much, much better.
It's really turned into crap, hasn't it? I mean, yeah. It's turned into just garbage television.
You think okay. so?
It really
and
has.
And they facilitate things like having Elton John sing with him, which made me projectile vomit.
Really?
Projectile vomit.
And I was one of those people out there that thought that was pretty cool.
I thought that was totally uncool, because what that does is that sends a message to people who are watching, oh, it's okay, Eminem has the queer seal of approval, because of course everyone knows Elton John, you know, so it's like, oh,
what
well,
a
it's
marshmallow.
Okay, because Elton's singing with him.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember what music meant to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder what kind of, what are they taking? What are the 16-year-olds today taking from Eminem and bringing into adulthood as they grow up?
Well, they're taking...
That's a
they're,
good question
They're
to
taking
be asking.
Whatever they want to take from it. You know, we can't blame music for everything that the kids are learning these days. You know, that's
music.
Up to the parents. If but the parents
I
can't teach
blame.
Their kids between right from wrong, and kids know right from wrong. They choose to believe what they want to believe as
and
they go
And what did
along.
You believe as a kid,
though?
You're
giving kids too much credit.
Yeah, because well, I know that when I was a
no,
kid,
I'm
you know,
saying,
I actually got into devil worshipping, for
you know,
God's
we're,
sake.
We're not...
I mean, really, I mean, kids
we're
just
We're not mice.
Kinda,
we're human beings. We know the difference between right and wrong. We have parents that teach us the difference between right and wrong. They,
but
they
kids
should be able
are
to hear,
easily influenced.
You know, they should be able to... They are easily influenced, which is where the parents come in. And the fact that the kids do know right from wrong come in. We've got...
You think that parents have control over their kids listening to Eminem? You're crazy.
No, I don't say they should control them listening to Eminem. I'm saying that they should be able to... If they know... First of all, parents should know what their kids are listening to. They should pay attention to that. Well, that's not...
I agree with
you. You can't blame Eminem for that. You can't blame Eminem for that. You can't.
Well,
tell,
you, right,
you
can blame MTV.
You shouldn't stop any.
For promoting it.
You shouldn't stop MTV for playing his music, and you shouldn't stop Eminem for making it, because some parents, even maybe many parents, aren't policing their children and knowing what they're doing and responding to it.
But that's not the answer, because a lot of parents are homophobes too.
They
You're
sure
right.
are, and they're passing it right along.
Okay, so what then?
So
what's your solution?
Well,
so what then? How about this? How about you take songs that promote things like homophobia and bigotry, and you don't play them, just like they don't play hardcore punk bands that promote hate and bigotry and Nazi values and things like that. Okay?
Yeah, you got a point.
I mean, they have no trouble forbidding the new Madonna video because it's too sexy. That they won't play, but it's okay to promote Eminem.
That's so stupid.
I mean,
but what songs
ridiculous.
Are they
you can't
playing?
Show a pair of tits. But you can promote bashing.
Well, let me ask.
What
let me
songs
ask you
do
this,
they
Becky?
Play? What songs are in their rotation that promote bashing?
Well, that's
know.
A real
I don't
tough.
Either.
That's an unfair question.
Why is it a fair?
Because
no.
Who can sit here and list any
oh,
of them?
I don't
it's
care.
An unfair question.
Okay, do they have any songs that promote bashing?
Likely
and,
they do.
Well, likely they do. That's a real easy answer to come up with, and it's real easy to say, "Oh, it's too hard to talk about the specific songs that they're using. I'm just going to say that they are."
Well,
when
Becky,
you don't even know for sure that they are.
Becky,
that's a bunch of shit.
Oh, come on.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, come on. Have you listened
that's
to this
bullshit.
Album?
Don't tell me.
Have you actually listened to this album?
Don't I? But
have
they're not
listened?
Playing the whole album. They're playing songs off the album.
Right,
that
they're
are
playing the worst ones.
They are. And which ones promote gay bashing? Which ones promote hate and get bashing against gays?
We could just as easily ask you which ones are promoting peace, love, and tranquility.
None of them are.
Oh, Vince, there are plenty songs on MTV that do that.
Well, but I'm not here bitching about them, am I? If you're going to come at me with
we're talking specifically about Eminem.
Okay, well then give me the damn specifics if we're talking specifically.
Oh, come on. You and G. Gordon Liddy go jack each other off in the corner.
Whatever.
Here's my question for you, Becky.
If it's a valid point, then I think it's great. Prove me wrong. I don't have a problem with that.
I think she just made a very valid point.
You cannot get angry and tell me that MTV sucks because they're promoting gay bashing and playing gay bashing stuff on the channel, but you can't even come up with an example.
Vince,
it's not like I'm asking you to give me the schedule of airplay. I'm just saying, tell me a song.
I think I did.
They have in their rotation, or if they even have a song.
You're just going on and on and on. What shuts you up?
Tell me if there's a song in their rotation by Eminem that promotes gay bashing, and you can't do it. You just say, I'm sure there is. That's bullshit.
They're promoting this album. This album contains hatred and bigotry.
Yeah, well, and there's also labels on it for people, and they know that there's that stuff is on there.
Is it okay to promote a band that has a big hit single if the rest of their album is filled with hate and bigotry and other
It's okay to promote albums. I don't see anybody complaining that they're promoting albums that talk about, you know, gangsters and lots of horrible language and sexually explicit lyrics.
Pistols in the class. Okay, and they had plenty of negative attitude, but you know what? When I was in that era, it was social revolution. It's like, the government sucks, and we hate it. Let's tear it down and fix it.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what it was about. It wasn't about, let's hate blacks, let's hate women, let's hate trans people, let's hate gays, okay?
Which is what a lot of this crap is, genuinely this crap is doing. But let me ask you this, Becky. Do you see any other way that these kinds of issues would be discussed? I mean, what is the medium for a good discussion on MTV with teenagers to talk about these things? Do you think a let's sit down and talk about tolerance and pass the peace pipe around is going to do it for kids these days?
I think it's a good start. I mean, I think that I've seen polls that have said a major portion of teens are much more accepting than they used to be. But also, a lot of these things is, you know, we who live in or near big cities have a certain attitude because we're jaded. We're used to a metropolitan attitude. And that doesn't mean that, and you know, Christian, you come from a rural area.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Just because people around you and your neighbors feel that they accept you doesn't mean that you're going to be accepted in, you know, pig knuckle Arkansas.
And it's true. You're absolutely right. I mean, they don't, and thank God for cable television, though. Otherwise, they wouldn't be where they are today, even.
I mean, really.
It'd be worse.
How many calls do you guys get and got on KBC from people in the middle of nowhere who are like, thank God we have nothing for us here because there's nobody here who will support us?
And it's absolutely true, too.
You know, and that's the problem, is these kids who are watching MTV in pig knuckle Arkansas, they don't have people and organizations and other positive images to look towards because their lives are filled with homophobia and discrimination that's unrelenting.
Well, see, this is where I think all of us come into play.
Let's not fight for your rights and all that stuff that MTV plays. Let's not even worry about all that stuff. Let's just focus on the fact that they let Eminem have videos on their network that aren't the specific songs that you...
That's what we have to focus on.
That aren't playing the specific songs that we're talking... That seem to be... mentioned here that promote homophobia. Let's just talk about those things that they're not even really playing on air.
Well,
and forget the stuff that they're doing
that
that's for
what
us. Of course it matters.
For? What does this guy stand for? What does he mean to teenagers? What does he represent?
He represents, you know,
whether that individual song is happens to be homophobic or whatever or not. Okay, the fact is that this guy stands for certain values. And he stands for those values.
And they're trashy values.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that are on MTV that have do things that aren't clean and pure,
know,
and all that. But I don't see him kicking Snoop Dogg off there because he smokes weed 43 times a day.
That's a very different issue.
Of course it's a different issue because it's not your issue. Okay, that's great.
Hey, what do you think? I was a hard drug user, okay? Believe me. You know, I frankly think legalization of pot makes too much sense for the government to be bothered with. But that's neither here nor there. That's my opinion, okay? But the point is whether or not I choose to do drugs is my choice, and I am hurting no one by choosing to or not to do that, okay, when homophobia affects others. It, it infringes on the rights of others, and that's why it's different.
Well, I just want, I'm one to think, somehow I feel like I'm in the middle of the two of you. Maybe it's just my egotism wanting me to be the moderate here. But I just think that there is good that comes out of a community outraged at something that a corporation is putting out there.
They're not putting it
out there.
And
that it's allowing all of this other stuff to come out in a discourse for teens to see and actually make a good choice. Otherwise, they're just mindfully buying this album and not knowing the consequences.
Mindfully or mindlessly?
Mindlessly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Becky, thanks for your outrage. It is much appreciated.
It just didn't go anywhere. Thanks.
Next time maybe we'll even talk about some fanny issues.
Let's do. Okay, let's bring up the HRC stuff next time.
Yeah. Well, I called with the intention of at least getting it in there somewhere, but well.
We will. We'll address it, okay?
All right. Next
take
time.
Care.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break here.
I just want to say that went absolutely nowhere.
It did.
Didn't go anywhere.
You were going on and on about how
Eminem is...
That's
because you guys weren't just seeing the issue. The issue that was being brought up was that they were promoting somebody that was a homophobe. And are they playing the songs in there? Oh, I'm sure they are. You would never accept that answer from anyone else if you're having a discussion.
No.
And it was it was not working in your benefit.
Because
you would never accept that.
You're misappropriating my answers.
Whatever.
My answer,
I'm sure they are, was
for the general...
That's a weak answer.
No, because you said, are they playing any songs, blah, 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 blah.
By Eminem. I'm talking about Eminem.
You were not. We were talking about Eminem. You were not. You were asking us for an example. We were hammering you with Eminem. And you weren't even listening to us.
You're just a debater, and you're turning around. I was talking about Eminem specifically.
I said, what songs by Eminem are they playing? Accept it.
Whatever.
I'm the master
debater. That's fine. You just have your little master debater. You're a master baiter, and you're not even good at that.
You're listening to the Christian Grantham Show.